James Murphy, interview showreel. Kate Winslet.
Whenever you see an American actor come and play a British accent, you get this sort of Dick Van Dyke fear.
Carry on. That's great.
But no, I've tested it on 10 Scottish people and they can't be wrong. It's a great accent.
Mary Poppins. Step in time. It is. Sorry, that has amused me so much. Johnny's accent is completely brilliant, and he plays Scottish. Jay and Barry were Scottish, and it's pretty flawless from what I can hear.
Val Kilmer.
There's a wonderful amount of cussing in it, which is mentioned as well.
Yeah, we apologize to the Midwest for all our F-words, all our F-bombs. But, you know, kids today, if you want cussing, turn on the radio. That's what I say.
One of the things about your character, obviously, he is gay, and what's wonderful about it is the fact that this is not the usual stereotypical thing we'd expect from Hollywood.
Get your hand off my leg. Yeah, you know, he really, like all good writers, they give you something that you want or that's familiar, and then they surprise you. And things like my character being gay, he's a tough guy, and he's a detective, and he's seen it all. And there's not that many gay jokes, but he'll occasionally do a double take. He sees a nice-looking guy or something, you know, he'll clean his fingernails in a particular way.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
The project seemed to have followed you from, sort of, say, L.A. to here, you know, the last few projects. I mean, even this, you know, set in Chicago, a lot of it was filmed over here. Why was that?
Yeah, most of it was filmed here. I think because John Madden and I both live in London, and because at the time there was like great tax credits to do films here, so they just let us do it here, which was fantastic.
Isn't it nice when Hollywood comes to you?
It's fantastic. I mean, then you don't have to be with all those horrible fakies out there in Hollywood. You can be in London and still do movies. It's lovely.
Do we not have lovey fakies here as well? Is there not a particular British brand of them?
Well, you do. But I don't know. I don't find that you have people who are here who are sort of as kind of Hollywood disingenuous as you have over there.
Stephen Fry.
You mentioned Fighter for Detective. You know, one man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist is often,
yes,
and will have been quoted at you all day long, no doubt. But that is one of the interesting things about the film, because imagine a world without culture, without music, without literature.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it strikes at the very heart of the problem of being a ghastly liberal, as I am, is that I would fight for the right never to have to fight, you know? I mean, as it were, would I fight? Of course I wouldn't fight. I'm a flabby old fool, and I wouldn't, because everyone has the right to be, I can't tolerate everything, and therefore, you know, those that don't tolerate me are allowed to flourish, and suddenly I'm subjected to their violence. It's a very difficult thing to be liberal, because, you know, you are often tolerating things that are fundamentally intolerable.
Ben Stiller.
Let's start at the top. You get a call, and someone says, would you like to be in an animated film? You say yes. They tell you what it is, and then it's a lion.
Right.
That's pretty good to someone's level of masculinity. That's a good feeling, someone saying you can be a lion.
Yes, it was good for my self-esteem. And then they explain what the character was, which is he's like sort of the lion in the zoo who's sort of more of an actor than a real lion in terms of what his experience has been in life. And so he's more of a New Yorker guy. And so I actually felt like, okay, I can relate to this lion. You know, I could find a way into him. And I think he has a great sort of trajectory in the movie where he really sort of finds himself, and it was cool.
The premise of the movie is that he will find his wild side towards the end. Was there a moment where you were practicing sort of lion noises in the mirror?
I don't know if I ever practiced lion noises in the mirror. I did wear a lion suit for most of my recording sessions just to stay in character, which sort of affected the sound. You might notice some of the lines are muffled because I had the giant head on. And I never took it off the whole time we were recording because I wanted to stay in character. So it started to get a little gamey in there.
Julie Andrews.
There's a wonderful scene sort of towards the end of the film where you once again sing with an ensemble of children.
Mm.
What was that like? It was great to
see.
I'm
hoping that people won't think that I'm making a great comeback singing, because I'm not and I won't. But this was something that Gary Marshall spoke to me about and said, would I at least consider it? And we both knew that we could veto it if it didn't work. And so a little song was made, and I kind of, I really sing speak it and hand it off to the children, as you so rightly describe. So it's really the smallest moment. It was great fun to do, but I'm not exactly singing again.
Some rapping elements to it. Is that something that sort of your musical tastes encompass?
Well, it did have a kind of rap element to it. Listen, my musical taste encompasses all kinds of music.